This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Despite great strides made by craft brewers, Colorado's two brewing giants, Anheuser-Busch in Fort Collins and MillerCoors in Golden, are dragging down overall state beer sales. I'm talking with Jeff Nuttall, publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report, about changes the beer industry is seeing. So, Jeff, I understand some puzzling figures led to the hunt for more information on this topic. What exactly is the statistic in question?
Erin, data from the Colorado Department of Revenue shows a decline in taxable gallons of beer sold from 2011 to 2012. More than 112 million gallons of beer were sold in Colorado in 2011, but in 2012, that number declined by more than 1 million gallons. Meanwhile, the number of manufacturer permits issued to breweries statewide has more than doubled from 26 to 60 in the last 4 years.
Well, with all of Colorado's microbrewery activity that we've been hearing about, those aren't really the sales numbers that we might expect. How much beer are craft breweries selling?
Well, if you only look at craft beer sales, the picture is much different. There has been a 9% increase in the amount of craft beer produced in Colorado from 36 million gallons to more than 40 million gallons in the last year.
So what do experts then think is causing the trend?
Bart Watson, an economist at the Brewers Association, said Colorado's two behemoth brewers, Anheuser-Busch in Fort Collins and MillerCoors in Golden, impact overall state sales disproportionately. Watson also said because Anheuser-Busch and MillerCoors are still the majority of production, small decreases in their production can offset large increases in the production of small and independent brewers.
Right. Have breweries then seen declines in sales consistent with that explanation?
Well, in terms of volume of beer, yes, but their revenues are still increasing in most cases. Quarterly reports reveal that Anheuser-Busch InBev has experienced slow declining volumes worldwide for the last several quarters, with beer production staying basically flat through 2012 and increasing by 0.3% worldwide. The first half of this year has seen more dramatic drops for AB. MillerCoors Company experienced a 0.5% decrease in U.S. beer sales by volume from 2011 to 2012, and the first half of this year has brought decreases in sales volume for beers such as Miller Lite and Coors Light.
Some of the big ones.
Right.
Well, how are these companies making more money then if they're selling less beer?
Given the craft beer success, it's not surprising that both companies seem to be focusing on higher quality, higher cost products. Brands such as Budweiser Black Crown and Bud Light Lime have been the focus of Anheuser-Busch in the United States, selling at both higher alcohol content and higher price than the brands that were formerly the company's bread and butter, Budweiser and Bud Light. For MillerCoors, growth in brands such as Leinenkugel and the brewery's new Red Apple Ale are helping to offset declines in sales of products like Coors Light.
Hmm. So is this trend unique to Colorado?
Not according to the Brewers Association. Craft beer production was up by 13% across the nation in the first half of 2013, while total beer production decreased by 2%.
We'll have to keep an eye on that.
We will.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Nuttall is the publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report.